Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 368 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Thank you so much for listening in. And now let's get to today's question from Joe. Here it is.
Hi, Pat. This is Joe Lopez from panvisio.org, PANVISIO.org. And my question for you is this. When it comes to building my email list, is Facebook a viable option, especially in regards to, you know, creating a funnel of Facebook ads, paying for Facebook ads to get them to my opt-in page through Facebook, as opposed to just, you know, trying to build traffic through SEO and all that stuff. I'm a part-time entrepreneur and wanted to know if I should kind of start that way. I have an opt-in page on my homepage as well, but in terms of investing, marketing, and advertising, should I just kind of try to build a funnel there? Let me know what your thoughts are. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, Joe, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. It's cool to see that you're putting a focus on building your email list because we all know how important that is. But I also think it's really cool that you are checking out Facebook for doing it because a lot of people think Facebook is just a place to play around or a place to share posts, links, and things like that, when really it's a fantastic place to build your email list. And there's none other person that I would recommend than, well, there's actually two people I would recommend for people who do this very well. This is Amy Porterfield from amyporterfield.com. She actually talks so much about her passion for building an email list specifically using Facebook ads and doing it in a lot of different ways, which I'll mention in just a different in just a second. But I would also recommend Rick Mulready from The Art of Paid Traffic, which is a podcast I recommend you all listen to, especially if you're doing paid traffic stuff. But rickmulready.com is a place you can go to as well. We'll have the links in the show notes at askpat.com for episode 368 there for you. But I would also just mention a few ways that Amy and Rick are both using Facebook to grow their email list. And by far, they both say that, I know Amy has said this multiple times, that Facebook is the number one way that they've been able to grow their list because of what it has done for them and the funnels that they've created. So here's how these funnels work. They pay for advertising, and there's a lot that goes into that, which I can't go to in this particular episode, which is why I recommended them. But there's a lot that goes into the targeting, to the type of ads, like using unpublished ads and video ads and things to start this whole process. But you get targeted audiences. You follow or perhaps target people who are following pages similar to yours or who have a target audience similar to yours. And what you do is you get them to either sign up for a free webinar. That's something I know Amy and both Rick do very well. So in signing up for a free webinar where people are going to learn something related to whatever niche that you're in, they're going to give you their email address in that process. And you get to lead them into a better building or relationship building sequence through a webinar. A webinar is a fantastic way to take somebody who's cold through Facebook and warm them up a bit before you pitch them. That's much better than just driving ads to a sales page. It's going to convert much better if you first give value, in this case through the webinar, and then pitch after that. That's the funnel. Or you can have people download a free lead magnet, for example, something that you give away that's not necessarily a webinar, but something that gets them on your email list through you giving them some sort of giveaway. Maybe it's an ebook of some kind, or a video series, or some short email course, or something like that. Some incentive to give you their email address from Facebook. That's, again, another way for you to build and warm up that relationship, because the last thing you want to do is just drive cold leads. Even though they're targeted, they're still cold leads because they don't know who you are necessarily, to a sales page where you're going to ask them to pay for stuff. No, give them stuff first. Provide massive value, build that relationship, and then you can ask. Jab, 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 right hook, as Gary Vaynerchuk would say. So that's how I would go about it. Now, there's a lot that are involved with the kinds of ads, the copy that goes in the ads, and you don't have to start big. I think it was Rick or Amy, I don't know, I kind of use them interchangeably in terms of Facebook advice, but I believe that they said that you don't even need to start out with that much money to start to get some data that you can use to see how these things are going to convert and how it's actually going to grow your list. For example, just $10 a day for a week can tell you so much about who you're targeting, how they're converting, what kinds of offers are working, what kinds of copy is working, what kinds of images or videos within those advertisements are working, and so on and so forth. And again, they both praise, and I agree with them, and I haven't even gotten to this point yet because I'm more growing organically as opposed to paying. But if you're just starting out and you have a little bit of money in your budget for paying for advertising, this would be a great way to go about it, specifically for the purpose of getting people on your email list. So you're building and warming up that relationship through a webinar or a giveaway of some kind. And even when they get on your email list, perhaps you have autoresponder emails that come out and provide even more value. But then in that autoresponder sequence, like in our recent episodes of Smart Passive Income with Steve Chu and a few others, we've talked about the importance of having that autoresponder actually serve a purpose. So actually in that autoresponder sequence, sharing and pitching and offering value, but also offering products and services and things like that. So, Joe, I hope that all makes sense, and that's the basic idea. So, again, check out amyporterfield.com or Rick Mulready, M-U-L-R-E-A-D-Y, rickmulready.com, for more information about Facebook advertising and funnels and all those sorts of things. I think even Amy has a lot of she's been giving away a lot of lead magnets at the end of each of her podcast episodes, and one of them, I believe, is related to different kinds of things you could do on Facebook and targeting and things like that. So check her out for sure. Her podcast is the Online Business Made Easy podcast, and Rick's is The Art of Paid Traffic. So go ahead and check those out. And thank you again for your questions today. I really appreciate it. Everybody who's been submitting questions, thank you so much. Obviously, this show would not exist without your questions. And Joe, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And here's a quote that I'm going to serve here at the end of this episode to lead you into the rest of your day. And this is from John F. Kennedy. He said, "Once you say you're going to settle for a second, that's what happens to you in life." Keep hustling, guys. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, The Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.